We're on the bottom of Beis Amid Beis, where it says that if somebody says a Hey Noah, and he's holding the Shar of a Nazir, so that is a Yad of Nazir implies that he wants to be a Nazir. Nice, with growing his hair. So where it says, Nazira Milsadaveira, Vaminli Noah. How could you refer to Naziris as being something nice when it's an Aveira to become a Nazir? Mora says no. In. The Afilu Rabbi Elazar HaKapur, the Omer, Nazir Chotek. The reason a Nazir brings a Chatos is because Asher Chotel LaNefesh, Hani Mile Gabi Nazir Tomei. That's a Nazir Tomei is considered a Chote. The Aidi, the boy, Mister, since he has to, what's it called, start his Naziris again. So, the Omer Rachmon of Ahayomim Harishonim Yiflu, Kitome Nizro, Hosum Hu Dilma Osi Lemevra Nizirusei. The whole reason a Nazir is considered a Chote, at least according to this Gemara, is because, just like any Neder, it's better not to make Nedarim. Even if you make a Neder and keep it, there's always a chance that you wouldn't have kept it. Same thing over here. The person, what's it called, maybe not be able to keep the Naziris. He intended to keep it for 30 days. He ended up becoming Tomei in the middle and now has to keep it for 45 days or more time. So he may not be able to do it. So he's an Achote. But, Hosam Hudilma Osila Mevral Nazirusei. Avon Nazir Toher Lav Chote Koribe. But a Nazir Toher not. See the Rosh. See another reason also possibly why a Nazir Tomei is called a Chote and not a Nazir Tar. Nazira Milsud Aveira Va'amrile Noah Bitmiya V'i Omer Ahein Noah B'milsud Naziris Mi Havi Naziris Milsud Noi. How could you refer to Naziris as something pretty, nice? Damrile Zilva to Havi Nazir V'Hanoe. We wouldn't tell a person go become a Nazir and make yourself nice because not a nice thing. The word says, yeah. Yeah, Filu Rabbi Elazar HaKapur, the Omer Nazir Chote, the Lo Mikri Noe, the Chsiva Kippur Alo Me'asher Chote La Nefesh, Hani Mile Gabi Nazir Tomei Shenitma, the Aidi, the boy, Mr. Yomim Rishonim, Umahadar, Umimne, Zimna Achriso, Achriko, Achriko Le Milsa. There it becomes too long for what he thought to begin with. Then he's a Chote. Dilma Asila Mever Al Nizirusei, Kedomra Perakam Nedorim. When they become Tomei, and then they have to have an extra amount of Naziris, they have Harata of Bichlal from the whole Naziris. Comes out that it's not Mamish Chulin Lazora, but it comes out like they have Harata from the whole Naziris, like they were never Nazirim, and now they're bringing their Karbanos, and it's like Chulin Lazora. It's not Mamish, but it's like. Aval Nazir Tar Lav. Oh, we're reading the wrong thing. Okay. In the Rashi. Back to the thing. Hadom Milsa Davera, Vamri Le Noah, back to the Rashi. Klomar, Osiru the Nazir, Kidamrinum Perakamanidorim, Kinidre Vishoyim, Nadar Benazir, of the Carbon, Kinidre Shayim, Lomar Klum. Guy said, Kinidre Vishoyim, Benazir, that's a good way of explaining a Nazir. He says, Kinidre Kisharim, it's not good, because Kisharim don't become Nazirim. The Istigar say Hadom Milsa the Avera Darmin Le Noah Kolomer Mi Havi Dover Shiragilim Lasos Veroy Lasos the Koray Le Noah. How could you call Nazir as something that's nice when it's not something you should do? In La Filur of Elazar HaKapur Hosam Hu Dilma Osi Lamever on Nazirusei Shelo Yuchal Lisbol Meshach Zman the Nazirus the Gam Toel Naziruso the Korbanos of Krovim Lios Chulim Bazora. It's not Mamish Chulim Bazora, but it's he has harot on the whole Naziris. Avol Nazir Toher, Toher Ilodolo Amid Anaf She Lisbolo Havi Nader. If he didn't know he could do it, he wouldn't have made the Nether. So there's another idea over here why also a Nazir Tomei with the extra time. The Gemara says, Al Shetzir Atzmun Ayin, Al Ezen Nefesh Chota, Shetzir Atzmun Ayin. So Rosh Hashiva Reb Chaim Stein told me that it means like this, that if a person outgrows a certain physical pleasure, he doesn't need it anymore. So that's Kodesh. But if a person needs it, but he deprives himself of it, then it depends. if there's a reason why, because he knows that he's going to abuse it or whatever, right? Haroa sota bikukula, fine. But if not, stam to mitzire yourself, right, is not a proper thing. Stam to abstain from the world when it's a tzar. So if the guy made a nazirus and he knows he can do it, so he's not paining himself, he's doing what he's doing with l'shem kedusha. But if in the end it comes out more time than he thought, now he can't take it, so he's stam being mitzayir himself. So then it's what's it called? So then it's already chotal nefesh, tziras mu min hayayin, not just porash min hayayin. Okay, let's go on. Hareini kazeh, right? Nohi nomi de tofus b'sayro. If the guy says, I'm going to be like this. So if he's holding the Nazir's hair, maybe he means, I'm going to be like his hair, not be a Nazir, right? I'm not going to take a haircut. Now, who said he's going to be a Nazir? Somebody says, no, keep going, show your Nazir all the fun. By the Kazeh, it has to be that a Nazir is going, walking in front of you, not just that you don't have to hold his hair, but when you say Kazeh, you mean like this guy who's going in front of me. Rosh, Hareini Kazeh, Noi Nomi de Tofus Besaro Lo Omer Klum. Kolomar afilu imok mislo betofus besaro kahi dehe noe lo mahani midi demash mishiyeh kemosaro vein zeklum. How would it be like his hair? So what would it be like his hair? Umoki lo shmuel kedaoki bahosh nozer over the front. Now here it's not talking where you're holding the hair. Here it's talking where the nozer is going in front of you. Avol I omar hareini velo omar kazeh. He just said hareini ehe and not kazeh lo mahani midi. The Hareini Gora Me'aho, Hareini is even worse than Aho. The Ein L'tmoa Maikomash Melon, the Hareini Kazeh, B'shenazer over the phone, the Chorvat Sechidish. He said, Hareini Kazeh, what do you mean be a Nazer? You say, I'm going to be like him, right? The Havi Nazer Pshita, Hakomar Behed, Hareini Kazeh, B'shem Lotema, Hareini Kazeh, B'osher, B'yofi, B'yichus. Maybe you weren't referring to his Naziris, maybe you're referring to other qualities that he has. Kamash Mullah, no, since the most bolate quality is the guy's a Nazir, so that's what you meant. Okay, Hareini Mesalsel. Mimai Dahadin Silsusara. Hareini Mesalsel means I'm going to play around my hair, which is a kino, which is a yad for Nazirus. So how do you know that that means playing around with your hair, Mesalsel? Kita Amrele Hahi Amso Deve Rebi Lahu Gavra Ad Mose Ato Mesalsel Besarech. God was playing around with his hair. She said to him, how long are you going to be misalsul b'sarecha? See, silsul has to do with your hair. Zmar says, Ema Torah. Maybe he means I'm misalsul b'Torah. Torah says also to play around with the Torah. Tachsiv silsulo sromemecha. Omer Shmuel hachanami shetofas b'sarecha. Hachanami. If he just said, Hareini misalsul, that's not a yad for Nazirus. But if he's holding on to a Nazir's hair and he says, Hareini misalsul, then he means I'm going to play around my hair like his, meaning I'm going to be a Nazir too. Rosh Mimai the Hai Mesilsu Basarhu Kalomra Salsu Lagadul Sarki Nazir the Ema Torah Shinodr Lasuk Batorah Lahafikba, right, to delve into the Torah like a person delves into his hair. Hochinami Shatofus Basaru Abul Nazir over Lafon of Lomahani Kivin Shahasofik Ubalosha. Here a Nazir over Lafon of wouldn't help. Here you have to know what he's talking about. He's talking about hair, he's talking about Torah. He's holding on to the hair, he's talking about hair. Okay, right there. Hareini mechalkel, mimayda hadein kilkul saru. How do you know kilkul refers to making up your hair? Kidishnan is a Mishnah. Sid, if you carry out sid on Shabbos, some kind of plaster, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei losud kilkul, used to plaster their hair down, so hair plaster, so enough to make a kilkul. That's what's it called? Like the sideburns. Omer Rav bas tzida, that's a kilkul. So you see that kilkul mechalkel has to do with hair. Somebody says no, he has another meaning for kilkul. Ema mezen aniye to support aniyim. It's called mechalkel. Can you see by mechalkel Yosef esov v'yesechov? Since it could mean either way, there has to be some hochacha that he's talking about kilkul of hair. So he has to be talking where he's holding on to the hair of a nazir. Rashi, Rosh, Sid, kidei lasud kilkul, shir hotsoa sid lishayevol of hamotzil, lushusarabin, kidei lasud kilkul, lasumu al sar tzadov, latoflo la shirov. Right? The Rosh says not to plaster it down, but they used to put the sid on, and then they use that as a depilatory to take off the hair. Okay, weiter. Harei olai lishaleach pera, harei zenozer. Guy said, I'm going to grow my hair. So that means a nozer. Mer says, mimai da hadein shiluach ribuyahu. How do you know shiluach lishaleach pera means to grow it? Dechsev shlachayach pardes rimonim. Your hair is like a pardes rimonim, the growth of your hair. So you see, it means growth. So I'm a midi davure. Maybe no, maybe it's to take away shlachayach, to remove. Kidechsev shlachayach mayim apnei chutzos. The Rabbanu Shel Olam sends the water, removes it, and sends it on to the outskirts. Zemora says, Tana Pora Pora Yoli. No, because he says, Shaleach Pera. And Pera has the connotation of growing hair. Ksiv Hocha Kodosh Yia Gadel Pera. By a Nazar it says, Gadel Pera. Ksiv Hosam Gabi Kohen Hedinu Pera Lo Yishalechu. Mashman, what's all? He can't grow a growth of hair of 30 days. He has to take a haircut at least every 30 days. So he can't let his hair grow a 30-day growth. So yishalechu means to let it grow. The boy sema hai shaleach mayim nami ribuyu. Even the first pasuk means to increase, to grow. How so? Kidamatargim Rav Yosef dekad mashkim lemaya lepeh v'rabi. Shaleach mayim apichutzos means I send the water to make the peiros grow. So the water also is a symbol of growth. Okay, Rash, the Rosh. Shlachaya pardes rimonim, gidul chanoim ke pardes rimonim. Your hairdo is like a pardes of rimonim. Eim amidi davure, shenodar legaleach, lahavir saro, lashalcho meolav. Maybe shaleach pera means to take off his hair, to cut his hair. Tana pera pera yolif. Kolomer tana demastis and yolif haile shaleach pera mi pera lo yishalechu. Right, the lashon of the Torah is mi pera lo yishalechu, that they shouldn't grow a growth of hair that's called pera, which is 30 days. Dechsiv gabi kohanim ma hasam gidul sar afhokech gidul sar ki hechad yalfinim besanhedrin. Pera kohen gadol, pera de kohanim mi pera de nazir, sha kohanim megalchim lamed yom. Just like a nazir has to have at least 30 days of a growth of hair, kohen is not allowed to grow his hair for more than 30 days. Sha kohanim megalchim lamed yom. The parachosim ema lo lir buklal. Maybe they can't grow the hair at all. They have to take a haircut every day or every hour. Don't grow a pera, it means don't grow it at all. Can't have a pera. Pera is 30 days. So less than 30 days, okay. Glomer lo yigadlu yosir mishir pera ha'omer b'nozir. V'iboy yisei mahay v'sholeach mayim nami ribuyu. Klomar, hi the pirchas lay me hi kroy. You asked on this pasuk, the lashon havarahu that the lashon sends away the water. No, here also v'shaleach has the connotation of growth. Lefrushe lashon gidol. Avolav, one second. La pirchahu the matzino lefrushe le lashon gidol. Avolav shinuyach rinahu lemeimer de lo tzricho leshnuyach kamoa. It's not that this answer is sufficient. The Kama shiluach sivi bikrad lohavi lashon gidol. So a lot of shiluach that means to send away or whatever. So we need at least one place where shiluach is connected to growing hair. Okay. Kadmashki maya lepeira ravi vachi perusho dekra v'sholeach kolomer megadol peiros ayadei mayim shalpenei chutzos. The Rabbanu Shel Olam grows the fruit, makes it grow through the water. Okay. Harayalai tziporim, person that I what's it called? I'm mekabla myself tziporim. Reb Meir Omer Nazir. Reb Meir says you are a Nazir, and the Chachom says you're not a Nazir. My time at the Reb Meir. Why does Reb Meir hold tziporim means naziros? Omrei Shlokish tziporim smuchim l'seyar kiblalav, because the word tziporim, right in the pasuk, is right next to the word Seir, right near the idea of Seir, of growing hair, where by Nebuchadnezzar. The Chsiv Adi Saare Kenishrin Rabba V'Tafruwe Kitziporim says he's going to become a wild man until his, what's it called, his hair is going to grow like a nest, like an eagle. The Tifroe and his nails, right, are going to be like Tziporin, like a bird's claws. So the word Tziporin is in the pasuk with the hair. Rav Meir Sover Matfis Inish Vemidis Samechle. When a person makes Atfosa, he intends to have a connection to words that are in the same context, or the same pasuk. And the Rabbanan Savri Lo Matfis Inish Vemidis Samechle. The Rabbanan hold no, they don't make that association. Rosh. Omer Eish Lachet Tziporim Smuchim Lesar Kibel Olav Vim Tomer Amei Noket Tziporim Lema Nishrei V'Tafrei Dismichul Lesar Tfei Mit Tziporim. Right, the Tziporim, right, is farther away from the Sar than the Nishrei and Tafrei. Right, he says his hair is going to be like eagles, right, and his nails his nails are going to be Kinesharim Rabba V'Tifroi Kitziporim. His nails are going to glow like claws of a bird. Okay, so the Chora, those words are closer to the word, what's it called, to the Sar than the Tziporim are. V'od Kasha V'Linkot Kama Tevo Saksuvim B'Mikreitz Osar. Let's say a lot of things that are right next to the word Sar in the Torah, and if he said those words, those are words associated with Sar. Why dafk over here? Upirish ri deratzalomer isle nomi taima the Rav Yochanan domer chayshin and shemet tziporim nazir tami kibel olav. Right, we're also afraid maybe he meant the tziporim of a nazir tami, right? And has to be talking dafka where a nazar is over lefanav. Ela de sovere shlokish, ilav nomi de ikal amemer tziporim smukim lesar kibel lo havi yodayim mochichas naziras. He also holds, like we see Rabbi Yochanan next amud, that it has to be talking where a nazar over lefanav, and tziporim can mean the birds of a nazar tamei. But he holds that wouldn't be enough. If there wasn't some association between the word Sar and Tziporim somewhere, then Tziporim would not mean Nazir. So Reish Lakish just adds to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it's enough to have a Nazir over Lefanov, and Tziporim as a connection to Nazirus by a Nazir Tameh, that's enough. And Rabbi Yochanan said that, and Reish Lakish says not enough. You need also an association in a pasuk between Sar and Tziporim. The Kaboy might be Nahu. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Amelokomer, he could be Nahu, because ain't Nazar Lefanov. That's simple. If it ain't Nazar, Rabbi Yochanan says you need Nazar over Lefanov to make you a Nazar when you say Tziporim. And Reish Lakish says, you don't. Elamai, no, that's not enough Gemina. Reish Lakish also holds you have to have a Nazar over Lefanov. And Reish Lakish is more Machmer than Rabbi Yochanan. Ama filo Reish Lakish boy she had nozer over lefanav. Midika amar le Reish Lakish afilu ain nozer over lefanav. Since it didn't say by Reish Lakish afilu ain nozer over lefanav. Maash mishum da amar behedyet tziporim smuchim lesar olai. Avalomot tziporim stam, right? Boy Reish Lakish she had nozer over lefanav, right? So if he said tziporim smuchim lesar, that in itself is a yad. If he just said tziporim, then you needed nozer over lefanav. But if it wouldn't be that there was a pasuk like that, even that wouldn't help according to Reish Lakish. The nearly the ain hochach mihacha de isle le Reish Lakish time with Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rosh says no, I disagree with the Ri, and there's no raya from here that Reish Lakish holds like Rabbi Yochanan that you need ozer lefanav. Mishum the asher the Reish Lakish boy nozer lefanav b'hadei time of the smuchim. Right? There's no raya from here that it wouldn't help. Um, Sogile. Right. So the what's it goes, he says there's no raya. It could be that Reish Lakish holds even Einos Nazar Lova Lafonav. But if he said no, what's it called? Tziporim Somach Lasar, that's good enough. And Rabbi Yochan holds no, you need what's it called Nazar over Lafonav. Okay, we'll see tomorrow the Rabbi Yochanan, and then we'll see what Reish Lakish holds.